here. Trudy and Mitsuo have their hands full with the bio work. It wouldn't be fair to ask either one of them to stop what they're doing. Tarawa would not agree to that in any case. Right. There is Wiley, Dejurova said. He and Dex are up to their armpits dating all the samples we brought in, Jamie said. Besides, he's put in enough time in the rover. Stacy shrugged and unconsciously scratched her shoulder. The khaki shirt must itch, Jamie thought. There isn't anybody else, he said. Dex is too busy, same as Wiley.
Vijay?
Dejurova asked. She had not slept with Jamie since he had told her he would resign his director's position. She was coolly pleasant, but in a brittle, painful way. To the best of Jamie's knowledge, she was not sleeping with Dex either. He felt glad of that, but it was scant consolation. The medic ought to stay here where most of the team is, Jamie said. Besides, she's still looking after Tomas's hand. She is not qualified for driving the rover, anyway, said Dejurova. She sighed, almost as if she were in pain. You will have to wait until Tom can work again. I don't want to wait, Jamie said firmly. I'm ready to go now. I've got no other responsibilities. The extra rover's ready to go, and so am I. Dejurova started to say no. Jamie could see her lips forming the word, but she hesitated, took a breath, and said instead, Let me think about it, Jamie. Let me see if there is something I can work out. Jamie understood what she was doing, saying no without using the word. He got up from the little wheelchair, making it skitter across the plastic flooring a few inches. Stacy, tomorrow is the 100th day since we landed. I'm taking the rover out tomorrow, whether you like it or not. He turned and left her quarters before she could answer. As he strode toward his own cubicle, he thought, Yeah, go out and take the rover. How can she stop me? Get Dex and the rest of the guys to overpower me? By the time he had slid shut the door to his quarters and looked at his own messed-up bunk, though, he was saying to himself, Right, steal the rover and leave Stacy looking like an impotent boob. That'd be a great thing to do. Just wonderful. What a fine, upstanding example of a jerk you'd be. But the alternative was to wait a couple of weeks, maybe more. A couple of eternities. Who knew what problems would crop up in a couple of weeks? Something's always getting in the way. We've been here 100 days tomorrow, and I'm no closer to that village than I was the day we landed. It took 3 calls for Stacy to locate Vijay. She was not in the infirmary and not in the bio lab. When Dejurova tried the geology lab, Dex's voice answered brightly, Yeah, she's right here. 90 seconds later, Vijay tapped once on the door to Dejurova's quarters and slid it back part way.
Dex said you want to see me?
Stacy nodded and gestured to the seat that Jamie had been on. Vijay sat down, knees together, hands on thighs. Her coveralls looked slightly faded, but she had tied a bright scarf around her waist and had a smaller one knotted loosely at her throat. Brilliant colors of India, Stacy thought. She makes the rest of us look drab.
I am having a problem with Jamie, said Dejurova.
For just an instant, Vijay's eyes widened slightly.
What about Jamie?
You are the resident psychologist, Dejurova said, then with a slight smile curving her lips. And you know Jamie better than anyone here.
If this is about our personal relationship...
It is not. It is about the work of this expedition, and it is about Jamie and you... And Dex.
Dex?
Listen, Stacy said. Then she began to explain.
Vijay listened, then gave her opinion. Dejurova thanked her and asked her to send Wiley Craig in. She spoke to Craig for nearly an hour. When all 8 of them were gathered around the dinner table that evening, Dejurova asked,
Jamie, what if Dex went with you on your excursion?
Everyone stopped eating. Plastic forks hung in midair. Drink cups were put back down on the table. Even the chewing stopped. Startled by the idea, Jamie glanced across the table at Dex and saw that he was just as surprised.
Wiley says he can handle the geology analyses for a week or so.
Craig interrupted, long as the mapmaker program don't glitch again.
So Dex can be relieved of his regular duty, Dejurova finished. And he is certainly qualified to drive the rover.
I can make it alone, Jamie said tightly.
That is out of the question. I told you that, said Dezhurova.
For what it's worth, Dex said, with his usual impudent grin, I wouldn't mind going out again. And I can keep working on the rock dating as long as Wiley feeds me the data and Jamie doesn't mind doing the driving.
Jamie's mind was racing. I don't want Dex on this trip. He'll spoil it, ruin it. Somehow he'll make a mess of it.
But he heard his grandfather's voice whisper, Take him with you. That's the only path open to you. Don't fight it. Accept it.
He turned his gaze from Dex's cocky, grinning face to Vijay's. She looked tense, big dark eyes fixed on him as if she were waiting for an explosion.
Jamie realized, if Dex comes with me, he won't be here with her while I'm away.
He looked back at Dex.
What do you say, Dex?
It might be a wild goose chase.
Or the greatest tourist attraction of all time, Dex replied easily.
Jamie felt his teeth grind together.
This trip might produce the first murder on Mars, he thought.
Morning, Sol 100.
You got the best fuel cells, Wiley Craig was saying as Jamie and Dex suited up. Swapped them out of rover numero uno.
There should be no problem of dust storms, Fuchida assured them. The weather has stabilized. Summer is almost here.
Dex laughed.
Yeah, and maybe we'll get a couple hours above freezing out there.
Vijay hovered to one side as the two men wormed their arms through the sleeves of the hard suit torsos. Craig was assisting Jamie. Fuchida helped Dex. Boots, leggings, torso. Check the seals at ankles, waist and wrists. Backpack, check the connections. Electrical, air, water.
Stacy wants to talk to you before you go out, Vijay said.
Reaching for his helmet on the shelf above the suit rack, Jamie said, You'd better call her, then.
Yeah, said Dex, pulling his helmet over his head. We're ready for the big game, coach.
Vijay walked quickly away. Jamie put his helmet on, sealed the neck ring, then he and Dex went through the radio check. Stacy strode down the corridor formed by the equipment lockers wearing regulation coveralls. Jamie noticed that with Vijay walking beside her, Stacy looked big, solid, bulky almost. Vijay, also in coveralls, seemed petite, yet dark and lush and glowing, and worried. Jamie looked into Vijay's midnight black eyes and saw fear. Before he could say anything to her, Stacy spoke up.
I have carved one full week out of the schedule. I expect you back here in 7 days or less.
Unless we find some Martians, Dex quipped.
Stacy let a tight smile break her stern facade.
Naturally, if you find something startling, we will have to rework the schedule.
Jamie thought that she was turning into a bureaucrat, more worried about the schedule than what they might discover. But she's doing a better job of running the expedition than I did, he admitted to himself.
The scheduled excursions to the volcanoes and back to the floor of the canyon are waiting for your return, Stacy reminded them. All our exploratory work is on hold until you get back.
I understand, Jamie said softly.
The SOAR planes have mapped your route in detail, Stacy went on.
We've got the imagery, Dex replied.
Well, good luck then.
She put her hand out to Jamie.
It trembled slightly.
She's as excited about this as I am, Jamie realized. But she hides it damned well.
Dex shook hands with her, then blew a kiss to Vijay.
Jamie wanted to take her in his arms, but he knew that would be awkwardly foolish in the hard suit. She looked into his eyes, and he saw fear, anxiety, and something else. Something he could not pin down.
But she cares, he thought. She cares about me.
Or about Dex.
Good luck, she said,
keeping her voice calm, neutral.
We'll be back in a week or less, Dex assured them.
Jamie ignored the others and stared only at Vijay.
Come back, Saif, she said, looking straight at him.
He nodded inside his helmet.
I'll come back to you, he wanted to say.
But in front of all the others, in front of Dex, he could not speak the words aloud. Instead, he slammed down the visor of his helmet and started for the airlock hatch.
Gloves! Wiley Craig shouted. Jamie, you gotta put your gloves on.
Jamie stopped in mid-stride. His gloves, with a power-boosting miniaturized servo motor,